What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Melodies Kitchen, baby. She y'all down like it just y'all like that. I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is ROMI76 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby.
And check me out on Just a Touch of J Radio.
Y'all hear that?
This is Just a Touch of J.
What's up, y'all? What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining cause they need it, baby. Living your best life just doing what it is that you do. Well, listen, I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Yeah, I know what y'all out there doing. But you are listening to Just a Touch of J Radio. All you need is just a touch of J. All you need is just a touch of J. A touch of J. J.
Just a touch of J. Just a touch of J.
What's up, y'all? What y'all out there doing, man? Listen, mama gotta drop a dime on you. Mama fine on you, about to drop these dimes on you, baby. Cause you are listening to Just a Touch of J's Car Dimes. And this is just a little bit of Just a Touch of J's vocals. Yes. Can I ask you a question though? Huh, I just want to ask you one question. Is your life out of control? Huh? Is it out of control? You trying to figure out what happened to all your thorough and wiseness? Look, I got the remedy for you if your life is out of control. But before I go ahead and get that to you, I want to ask y'all, what y'all out there doing? Huh? What are y'all out there doing? Oh my gosh, let me tell you what y'all did. Y'all got the Just a Touch of J podcast, okay? Popping like popcorn. Let me tell you, I'm just going to give you three. Okay, just three of the ones that I be rocking with because I'm on over 50 podcast networks. Okay, but let's just talk about these three. Okay, first of all, on Spotify, you took my impressions on Spotify. Okay, from 6,000 to 80,000 in 6 days. I said, God, what you out here doing? I gotta come over here and drop a dime on y'all. This is what y'all did on YouTube. On YouTube, you took it to over 500,000 impressions. Yes, 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 baby. Y'all out there, I don't know what y'all doing, but that's what you did on YouTube. And on my Spotify, my total Spotify plays are definitely over 90K, but y'all already knew that. I know we about to hit 100K, okay? I already know that's what's going to happen because y'all are just so amazing. So I want to come on here and tell you thank you. This episode also includes the Love Doctor series. It's all about the Love Doctor series, baby. I told you we in the Love Doctor series and we talking about me dating too. Yeah, you know my boyfriend thing? 31 years of me dating, 10 boyfriends, 10 different ways. I'm dropping a dime on you about that. And some other things like the online store, J. Fit, slim, thick, tailor fit. You know that. Then what else we got? Oh, man. Just a Touch of J's Radio. I've been putting that out there everywhere in pieces for you. So make sure y'all get this stuff so you can hear everything else, all right? The episode, baby. Check it out. Especially if things are out of control, all right? It's up next. Hey, y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you. getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing? Huh? What are y'all out there doing, man? Y'all out there shining on because they hate it, baby. Just living your best life. Doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh my gosh, I know y'all out there being so thorough and so wise. Yes. Now, what's the first reason? Well, I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby, huh? What's the first reason? Oh my gosh, because God made you that way. Yes. Shout out to you, God. Yeah, man. He's a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. Yes. And what's the second reason? Well, I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby. What is it? Y'all already know. Because y'all out here listening to me, man. And this is just such a J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. So look, there is a third thing that I say too. Oh, man. I got to give a shout out to my haters. Yo, I have to. I'm so sorry. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Cool, say it with me, all three. You ready? One, two, three. Hi, haters. Cause y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all do. You do. You need it. You do. You need it too. Yeah. Look, my voice is all. Child, I don't know what's going on with these allergies, but y'all gonna have to work with me. But look, if you're just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience, and you like, wait, but hold on, who's this lady J? Right? You like over here talking about high haters and all this stuff. You try to figure out what's going on. Let me explain it to you, okay? Hate is acknowledgement backwards. It's acknowledgement backwards, baby. People don't really hate you. They just don't know how to acknowledge you properly. And this is just a touch of J. Let me try to put this out there in peace for you, okay? So when you shine up bright like a diamond. Yeah, like me. Bright, bright, bright like a diamond. Doing what it is that you do, baby. Okay, God be putting you out there in pieces for him. Yeah. Yeah, and it just starts lowering in. The people. The haters, the naysayers, the disbelievers, you know, all the ones that like was there, but then wasn't there, but you know, like to see you when you in the wind. Yeah, how they only recognize Jesus when Jesus was in the wind, when he was doing stuff, and then they act like they ain't know who he was when he tried to come back. Child, yes, that type of stuff. They come on over. Like imagine like them at home and, you know, looking through the blinds, like, wait a minute, the cops is across the street. What's going on? Yeah, like that. They just be so like startled by the shine. The light be waking them up. Like, this is what the Holy Spirit's telling me. I always use this analogy, right? You know, like you home and you sleep. You know what I'm saying? Like, you home, you knocked out. You know, all that stuff you doing. You know what I'm saying? You had a whole long day. You're at home, you're chilling. All of a sudden, chill. Somebody come over. Somebody you forgot you had the key to. Yeah, my mom, she real good for that. Hit the light switch. You waking up because it startled you. Like, what is going on? What? First of all, why are you even here? You know, my mom, she'll be like, because I'm here, you know, whatever. And I'll be like, all right, you know, turn the light out. You know what I mean? Because she done startled me. Now she done woke me up. That's what the light be doing to him. Kind of wake him up a little bit. Like, wait a minute. Is that my boy over there shining on him? Is that my girl over there shining on him? Somebody put something out there in pieces for him, baby. And it just be that light that be shocking them real quick. So they start coming on over and they wind up getting blessed by the message. Whatever message God's using, baby. Yeah, like with me. You know some people like my voice. You like it when I do it like that, baby. You know, they like that. You know what I'm saying? They like my cooking over there, Making Love in Beats Kitchen. You know, Veronica Guide to Making Love in the Kitchen on Cookbook or Love on Facebook, you know, Twitter, all that type of stuff. They like that. They like the food type thing. Yeah, or they like the music, you know, my songs, my mixtapes, you know. They like all type of stuff. Just Touch Their Fitness, their cannabis, their clothing, you know, over at thisisjustatouchofj.com. Yeah, the cannabis papers and the waist trainers. Yeah, his fit, her fit, Taylor fit, you know, slim thick, all that. Yeah, they like all that. They like looking at me or something like that. I don't know. They just like the whole Just a Touch of J experience, something about it. And it lures them in, you know, and they start coming over and they get blessed by the message. God be doing the Psalms 23 thing, preparing a table for you in the presence of your enemy so they can watch you eat, so they can see this blessing, and then maybe they'll want the blessing. You understand what I'm saying? He be doing his thing. So you never hate on him. You know, when you see him come on over, you know, like, they seeing the shine. You know what I'm saying? You just be like, hi, haters. Cause y'all need this to work too. Yes, you too. You need it too. Yeah. So have y'all been going over to My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram, baby? Yeah, champ. I'm been dropping that dime on you, Mama Fido. She been dropping dimes on you. I've been dropping them dimes on y'all over there. Yeah, child. It just been so much. Why y'all, look, why y'all got the podcast at like 80K in like 6 days? Impressions on freaking, oh my God, Spotify, stop doing this to me. It was at 6,000. I keep trying to tell you this, all right? Listen, okay, let me just calm down, all right? This is what I be trying to tell y'all. I might be used to maybe in 30 days, 6,000, 8,000, something like that. I mean, check the history. 2,000 sometimes. Y'all might be doing something like that, okay? But not no 6,000 to like 78,000 in like 6 days. I said, God, you out here doing this thing. And he said, I told you. If you do this Just a Touch of J Cardimes, that's what we doing right now. He said, I'm going to make that name a little bit greater. Yeah, you deserve it. You can handle that. Yeah, you arrived. Did y'all check out that podcast? Congratulations, you arrived. Make sure y'all check that out. Oh my gosh, I was dropping dimes on y'all. That's when it started. When I put that one out there in pieces. And then on YouTube, y'all got me over 500,000 impressions. Like, what is y'all out here doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, look. That's like the interactions that my page be making and stuff. You got to do the whole like, subscribe thing or something. I really don't know how YouTube work, y'all. I'm so sorry. But, you know, thank you for listening on there, rocking with me. You know, I'm just doing what God told me to do. You know, and y'all are out here just showing so much love. And y'all have my Just a Touch of J mobile app. Oh, my gosh, app of the day. I don't know how many times. My babies. I love my babies. Y'all so just, y'all are just so thrilling and wise. Yeah, y'all be doing your thing. Yes, yes, yes. This is Just a Touch of J.com, the online store. Y'all just be showing so much love. Yeah, and I just can't stop putting it out there in pieces for you. And that's some of the stuff I've been doing over at My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. You know, my boyfriend thing that's covered up. I keep telling y'all that. We got the last boyfriend. I was trying to hold on to it. I was like, dang, the introduction part is over. And God was like, it's time to put it out. You got to go ahead. You know what I'm saying? That part is over. It's like leaving the baby. You know, because I never knew what it was. I told y'all that. God just said, I need you to go in here and talk about these boyfriends. These are them. I'm gonna tell you what to say. I'm gonna break it down to you. So I just was doing it, and it turned out to be like so therapeutic. And then I found out I had all these issues and stuff. Child, it was crazy. God was taking me through, but it was so much fun. So now we gotta do the hour one, and then it's gonna be over. So now I'm like, oh, You know, I was trying to hold on to the last one, but I got to put it out there in pieces for you. And then y'all going to get Jillian. Yeah, because she go with that one. You know, so I had to do it like that. But, you know, I did give you all the 13 new waist trainers. Yeah. Telefit. That's his fit. Uh-huh. I did that. Yeah. That was so thorough and wise. And then it's my fit. Jay's fit. Yeah. Yeah, I did it for the fellas and for the ladies. Y'all hear that? That thing's so nice. Y'all got to go over there and check that out. Make sure y'all keep on going ahead and doing what y'all do over there. Because I love it. All right, now. Anything else, really? Let me see. Just a Touch of J Radio. Yeah, I'm putting that out there in pieces for you all over. I've been doing this stories. I've been doing like this thing. Sometimes I put it on one social media and then I'll put it on the next. And then sometimes maybe I won't. You know, I just like to see. You know what I mean? Or I might not network. That's why I'm like this. Y'all are out there doing this because I'm not networking like that. Yeah, I was thinking about that. I said, doing that, and really, I'm really like just chilling right now because I'm seeing God work. And man, y'all out here, he got y'all listening, and I love it because you're getting his word, you're getting blessed by the message. So that's what I've been putting over there. And my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. I gave y'all my pastors, my top pastors that I'll be listening to. I'll be out here on the road, traveling, fly, doing what it is that I do. Yeah, I just been, you know, chilling with y'all. And then today, yeah, y'all, I was sitting up in here about to go into the gym. God worked me up early, and he was talking to me. I'm like, dang, man, what? What, God? He started telling me stuff. And you know, about these things that I'll be going through. And I'm like, what? And he's talking to me, and I'm listening, and he's talking to me, and I'm listening. I'm like, what, you want me to talk to somebody? I said, you want me to go ahead and tell your people something? He's like, yeah. So here he goes, start asking me questions about myself. I'm like this. I'm like, oh, man, what I did? So he's telling me what I did or whatever. You know, he's like, how could you handle that better? And I'm like, yeah, because it's like this, whatever. And it was like, pow, it hit me. And he was like, you don't like it when things are out of control, right? And I was like, no. And he said, I need you to go talk to him about things being out of control. And I was like, oh, yo, why I gotta do all that? Because I told y'all I'd be against it. Yeah, I don't really be trying to do all that sometimes. You know, like, I'm like, can I say something that's like, you know, the weather was amazing. And he like, this is your calling. He been dealing with me with that. Yeah, shout out to 85 South. Yeah, DC Young Fly. Shout out to you. I'm in their podcast group and all that. And you know, they just amazing over there. Shout out to y'all. It just made me think about, you know, some of them testimonies, you know, that be shared, you know, amongst the group and things like that. And they just be so dope about how you just be overcoming in life. So I'm like, yeah, I'ma have to talk to somebody if it's out of control. So God starts telling me, it's like, so when things was out of control, you know, how did you deal with it? You know what I mean? He starts, you know, like questioning me. God already know the answer. So the question is for you. You know, and he starts talking to me about, you know, when the teacher's quiet during the test and how y'all got to understand it. Some of this stuff is a test. Like, he's just breaking it all down to me. So I'm like this. I'm like, okay. All right. So he said, you know, what was you doing? What did you have to do? How did you handle this? And I was like, I couldn't do nothing but give it to you. So he told me to come on here and tell you the first thing is that if you see something going out of control in your life, like you can't control it. Remember I talked to y'all about the whole couples thing when you're in a relationship and you're trying to control it, but it's controlling you. Yeah, but sometimes things be spiraling. Okay, like with me. Thank you, Holy Spirit, with me. Like, when I was going through stuff, like my sickness and my boyfriend things, like towards the end and all this type of stuff, things were kind of like spiraling a little out of control. So I would go over here to try to grab it up. And then I come back on over here to try to grab it up. You know, you back here, you try to, you know what I mean? You trying to grab all these things to try to grab them up to put them back together again. Like my puzzles, that's what God said. He said, you know how you like doing the puzzles? And you know, you build from the outside on in. That's what I was trying to do. I was trying to gather them all up and, you know, bring them all back together. And it wasn't working. Yeah, and it kind of happened like that after I had my surgery, too. Things was kind of discombobulated. And I was trying to get them together. And what happened? I had to just put my anchor down. That's what the Holy Spirit said. Did y'all check out Anchor, the podcast? Oh, my gosh. It's about my boyfriend thing, too. Child, 31 years of me dating. 10 boyfriends, 10 different ways. Yeah, check out Anchor. I had to put my anchor down and say, wait a minute, hold on. It's out of control. I'm out of control and I can't control this. I'm going to have to really, really trust God through this thing. Yeah, so he said that's what you got to do. You got to trust him through it. Yeah, so when it's all out of control and stuff, baby, that's what God said you got to do. You got to trust him with that thing. Uh-huh, that's what he said. He said you got to do that. And I was like, oh my gosh. And he was like, you remember how you was trusting me? It's that blind trust, that blind faith. That be scary. Okay? Because you don't know what's going on. Like, everything is all out of control. And you got to be like, the only way that this is going to work is if I don't do nothing to try to control it. And see, that's like our normal thing. You know, like that's our normal function. Like it comes, remember I told y'all you got to do it again. God said you got to do it again because you ain't do it right the first time. Remember I told y'all that? Okay. Sometimes that'll happen. Okay. But this time it's like out of control. And God is like, this time you can't do it the same way you did it because you're going to yield the same results. So if you do that, it's self-sabotage. And then you lying to yourself and all of that. And we can't have you out here lost like that in unhealthiness. You know, like we need you to be spiritually healthy and fit. Right. So God is like, look, you just got to drop that anchor off. Only I can do it. You have to do it with me. Yeah, some of y'all be trying to avoid doing it with God. Yeah, it's so scary, especially when things are out of control. But he said, you got to go on there, Veronica. You got to talk to somebody because it's out of control for them. Like, yeah, I talked to y'all like I told you the other day about, you know, the couple and they was trying to control each other and all of that and how you can't control another human being. If you think you can, there's something's wrong with you. I was joking with you and stuff and I was laughing and had a good time. But when your life is really out of control, baby, I've been there. Yeah, you silently like smiling, but things are all over the place. You know, and you just trying to put it back together and you just can't. You don't know if you should do this. You don't know if you should do that. Then you start doing the manipulation type thing. Oh, my God. When God told me about that, he said, remember when you used to do that? I said, yeah, sure. That's what I told him. And then he said, you got to tell him about that. I would manipulate situations to go my way. And they will go my way most of the time, you know. But see, what happens is, first of all, it becomes to be repetitious behavior and you are a manipulator. And you don't even realize that you're manipulating things. Okay, so then I started manipulating things, but then that was out of God's will. So you got to understand when you start trying to do this, to do that, to control it, a lot of times you're manipulating outside of God's will for your life. So you're doing this to see if this works. You're doing that to see that that works. And God's like, I came to give you life more abundantly. You don't have to do that with me. Yeah, and I had to learn that I was just changing the direction to where I wanted it to go. And I had to stop that. I stopped that a long time ago, many years ago. Yeah, a lot of my boyfriend things, they was part of it. They would see me. I'll be like, let me just fix that. They'll be like, damn. I'm like, you know, because I was just good with things. But I would just make them go the way that I wanted them to go. And I learned that, oh no, baby. You play God like that. Yeah, so he's like, look, don't play me in this season. Everything's going to be okay. You just got to just trust me solely because things are out of control. And then he'll put them back together for you. But it's that blind faith, child. It's so scary when you out here like that because it's not something that you're used to doing. And then he'll start blocking stuff so you can't control it because he's trying to get you to see that this right here, you have to do this with me. If you do it with me, it'll be okay. Yeah, he wants somebody to see that. If you do it with him, it'll be okay. Yeah, man, listen, he got me out here talking to y'all. Guess where I'm at? The gym. I told y'all, I said that. I did say that. I'm so tired. I was up since like 2. Yeah, he woke me up so early, and I'm like, he dropped a dime on me. He was like, they out of control. I'm like, okay. And then I really started thinking about when my stuff was out of control and how I was trying to juggle things. It was just one thing after the other, you know, and I'm like, and it was just like, it just kept going on. It was nonstop. And then I just was like, I'm tired. I can't do it. I can't do it no more. I can't. You know what? And that's when you arrive. Remember I told you when stuff started happening, the old thing comes back around again? Because it always does. Because God's trying to show you to trust him in it. And you start doing it the same way you did it the last time. You know, yielding the same results and things are out of control. You just got to be like, all right, you know. And when I started doing that, everything was cool. That's when you arrived. That's when you have arrived, baby. Make sure y'all check out that podcast. Congratulations, you arrived. When you're no longer worried about stuff like that. You just got to give it to him. All right, so that's all I got for you. I don't have nothing else for you. He just wants you to give it to him. Let me sip on some of this tea. Ain't nothing like that, can't see y'all. I said, y'all know the enemy be trying to take my voice. It be all cracking and all that. I be like, and then I'm doing it from the car because it got to be from the car. I be so irritated about that. I asked God about that. I was like, well, what if I'm at the hotel or if I'm like at home? He was like, you got to go to the car. It's the car. I'm like, uh-uh. And you know what he told me? I said, because I don't like being distracted by things that are moving around me. And this is what he said. He said, when you speaking on stage in front of thousands or millions of people one day. This is what he told me. Child, know what he out here doing. He said that everybody's going to be moving and doing stuff. You're always going to be distracted by things in life. And you have to learn how to focus on me. And that's what I'm trying to tell y'all. You got to learn how to focus on him. He's telling me to tell y'all about this pizza thing. Then I guess I'm over with it. I don't even know how is this even tied in. Oh. Yeah. I recorded this podcast and it was horrible. The other day. I have never deleted a podcast with that one. It was just, I was feeling like I was holding back. Because sometimes, like, you know, you don't be wanting to offend people. Like, that be me. I don't be wanting to do that. You know, so I was like, huh. And God was like, I could delete it. And I'm like, wait a minute. I have never deleted a podcast. You know, I put it out there. I don't care what it is. You know, I save it and go into the lost file ones. I told y'all it's like a lost file thing. I'll be putting that out there in peace for y'all. But it's nothing like I deleted. You know, I deleted a few of them that I've recorded, but to like not put it out after I record it, like who does such a thing? Like, no, that's what you're supposed to get. But God was like, you could delete it, right? So I'm like, all right, see what he going on it with me, whatever. And he's talking to me about, you know, my perception on things. He was like, you know why it wasn't your best and all that? He was like, because you was holding back. And I was like, I was holding back. He's like, yeah, you know, you didn't say this, you didn't say that, you know, and I told you this and that, you just ignored it. You know, I'm like, oh my God, I forgot you was there, God. Yes, because I was hearing the Holy Spirit say this, and I was like, I ain't saying that. You know, it's one of them ones. And I don't know why. I was against it. Y'all be against stuff. You know, just follow me. Don't be against it. Yeah, don't try to do it your way. Don't try to do your own thing, because that's what I was doing. And I was feeling uncomfortable while I was recording it because my perception about it was off. I was like, I don't want nobody to be thinking certain stuff, right? I don't know why I went like that, but that's what I did. And God was like, I did not call you to go ahead and worry about what people think. I called you to say what I told you to say. So I'm like this. I'm like, oh my God. So now I'm like, I can't be like Moses, because you know Moses was like, they will not believe me. He the one with the Ten Commandments. You know, God told him, you know, go tell my people this and do this. And he had the whole speech impediment. And he just was totally against anything. And they ain't never listened to him no way. Like, for real. They was down there having sex and wild orgies and parties, all type of stuff. But just hear me out, right? His perception of himself was off. So I was like, oh my God, I'm taking less of myself, right? So now, like, I'm really dissecting it. And I'm like, oh. And I'm like, I know that's why I was off. So God was like, you could delete it. You know, so I deleted it and I felt bad, right? Like, God was like, don't feel bad. That's just the truth. Tell yourself the truth. He's telling me that this is something else y'all have to do. You have to, when it's all out of control like this, this is really, really crucial. You listening? You got to tell yourself the truth. Yeah, like, you got to start thinking. Like, yo, what am I doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. What am I out here doing? Like, something I ain't doing ain't right. It's some self-ownership that starts coming out. You know, like, this over here and that over there, I'm in this. You know what I'm saying? You got to start being like, I'm lying to myself about this. You know, this is really how I feel about that. I don't even know why I did that. You know, you got to really start saying this. And then you need to really start writing this stuff down and working on this. Why did I do this? And start telling yourself the truth. I'm scared, man. I don't even know why. You know, because such and such happened when I was 5. Like, whatever. I need help on this. I got to work on this. And you need to go over here and do it like that. The same way. And write it all out and look at it and really, really start praying on it. God, help me with these things. You know, like I told you, it's that blind faith where you just got to be like, there's no other help I know. He said, I really come that you have life more abundantly. He wants you to be at peace. Yeah, God didn't come to have you out here all messed up. So look, that's basically what he wanted me to tell you. And then he said, make sure I close it with the whole pizza thing. That's another thing with my perception being off. I told y'all I got the whole food intolerance thing, baby. Yeah, and I be out on the road and he been telling me, go try Little Caesar's pizza. And I just been like, first of all, no. Yeah, I ain't doing that. I'll probably make my own. You know, I go to the hotel or whatever, something like that. I go home. Yeah, but I ain't doing that. And he said, you know, go on over this side. You know, I listen one day. This is like a couple months ago, right? Real quick. I goes over there. And I tell the girl, I'm like, listen, okay. It got to be like this, baby. Okay. I had stomach surgery. You know, I'm telling her everything. I'm like, got to be fresh. You know, everything that God told me to tell him. Because he said, tell him it got to get made like this. You know, got to be fresh, though. Can be sitting out. No cross-contamination. Could it please be new cheese? And you don't have to put nothing on it. So she goes, I know exactly what you want. And I'm like, what is it? She like, you got to do the cheesy bread just with no sauce, no nothing. I got you. I know exactly how to make it. I said, it can't be real crusty or burnt because it increases something that I have inside of me called histamine. I said, I still got a little bit thing going on. So it can't be like crispy, nothing like that. Nothing flamed open, just in the oven and done. So she like, I got it. I'm telling you, I know how to do it. So I'm like, okay, so it's a lady behind me. I told y'all, it's always an old white lady. I love old white ladies. I used to talk to them. Shout out to y'all if y'all listening. I love y'all. Yeah. I used to take care of when I was young, like 16, 17. You know, I would go into like the nursing homes and stuff and do like therapy, physical therapy aid. And I would be helping them out. And I always loved them. They would have amazing stories. But it's always one of them that's trying to get my attention or something. It's like they my angels. I'm trying to tell you this. I told you one just gave me $20 at the store. So, look. Let me get to the story. So I turn around. So she's like, it's the only pizza that I could tolerate. And I'm like this. I'm looking. I'm like, God, you must want me to eat this pizza. So anyway, I get the pizza. She makes it. It's perfect. I eat it. I have no reaction. I feel like the best feeling I ever felt in my life after I ate the pizza. I'm trying to tell you, I can't make this stuff up, baby. No. It really felt like that. I'm like this. Hey, it tastes kind of good, you know. So I'm like, all right, God, you throw, you watch. So periodically, I've really been training real hard because I told y'all I got to put these clothes on for y'all. And I'm putting these things out there in pieces for you, baby. And mama is thick and looking real nice. Very, very nice. I promise you this. Okay, yeah, this thing nice, okay? So, I'm putting this thing out there in pieces for y'all. And I've been like this, like, oh no, I really don't want it. And God been like fighting with me, like, go ahead, you can have the pizza. And I've been like, I'm gonna eat the salad. And he been like, we not doing that. And I've been like, what you talking about? And he like, you know, we gonna do this the right way. I told y'all, he told me I have to learn how to eat again. Yeah, so I'm like cautious and I'm scared, you know, and he like, no, tell yourself the truth. And I'm like, all right, yo, I'm scared. I don't want to eat it because I don't want to mess up my system. You understand what I'm saying? You got to start telling yourself the truth because I'm like, I'm scared. I don't want nothing to go wrong. You know what I mean? He like, that's the problem. Yeah, identify the problem, please. Your perception is off because you don't want things to be how they used to be. That's what he's trying to tell you. Your perception is off. Things are all out of control and you trying to control it because you don't want it to be like how it used to be, but you're handling it the same exact way. And this way, this is the time right now when you have to just surrender all and give it to him, okay? And that's basically what I had to do. So I said, all right, he said this is the last part. Take and put it inside of your MyFitnessPal app. He told me to tell y'all about that. I got this app, baby. It's called the MyFitnessPal app. I know somebody knows about it. It's too many of y'all listening to me. Okay. So make sure that you go check it out. It's thorough. I've been using it since 2008. Okay. All right. Yeah. I've been using it. You put your food in there and everything and tell you what you're supposed to be doing. So this is what God said. He said, before you put the food in, I want you to scroll on down and do the cardio and the weight stuff. Put it in there for them. Put it in there. Let me see you put it in there. So I put it in there. I'm like, I'm being obedient. I'm listening. Child, then he said, go back out. So I go back out. You know what it said? Child, I was at a deficit of like 3,000 something calories. Then he said, put the pizza in there. I put the pizza in there. The little bread thing. That thing probably was like 800. Right? And he said, you ain't even include the other stuff that you did. That's just the basic. He was like, you have to eat more. So I'm like, oh, he like, you doing more. You got to eat more. You understand what I'm saying? When y'all are doing more and it's more stuff coming on, you got to eat more. Eat of him. He is the bread of life. Please, God, help me put these pieces out there for these people. Because y'all apparently don't understand this. I know my Bible. Yeah, I know my word. And y'all out here lying to yourself, baby. You got to tell yourself the truth. You got to get this business. You can't be out here lost. Tell yourself the truth. Get that thing to God. And that's what he wants you to do. Okay, look. How y'all want me to end this? Okay, I think that's everything I told you. That was my whole perception. My perception was off. Okay, it has to do a lot with the sight and the ears. Okay, they do the sight, does the vision. Okay, and the ear does the sound waves. And they come together and it forms a perception. But if one is off, like mine's, when I was really, really sick, okay, my sound was elevated. but my taste buds used to be off, and I got geographic tongue. Like all these different things, you know, because your body responds different ways to different things. When one thing is off, yeah, you might not be seeing things correctly. You might not be hearing things correctly. Watch what you around. You become like the people you around. Birds of a feather flock together, baby. Come on. Yeah, get this business, care about you. Yeah, be like, yo, I gotta get myself together. I told y'all, go listen to the podcast. It's called, what is it? God always taught me to remember. It's called Confusion. Yeah, Ronnie told me I need to stop lying to myself and tell myself the truth. Yeah, go check that out. That's what it's called. That's what God told me to tell y'all that it's called. So make sure you check that out. Yeah, it's a lot of stuff going on like that. And y'all got to just give it to him. So make sure y'all listen to Just a Touch of Jay's Radio. All right. These are my Cardime confessions. Because I really, really want you to understand. It's okay, baby. We all messed up. Yeah, like, I'm just like, y'all, I just know. So, like, I cannot let my Lord and Savior, I got to pray too. I told him I was going to pray. My Lord and Savior, die on the cross, Jesus Christ, die on the cross for my sins. Heal me up. Fix my mind, because my mind was child, okay? I had all type of stuff going on. I tell you all the time, I was addicted to pornography. This was my personal addiction. I was addicted to sexual things. Like you don't understand when you got this addiction to it. It's like always calling you. I had this boyfriend thing, sex toys, all type of stuff. Like, I didn't know nothing about no regular sex. Please go back and listen to these podcasts. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was something else. Okay, Ronnie, what they call me. All right, back home right now, they like this. She said, what? Everybody come over. I told you this, what they say. Go over there. Like, we all gonna group. We gonna group together tonight. We gonna listen to her. Somebody got a Bible. I know somebody got one. Such and such grandmom got it. Okay, who gonna lead us in prayer? Who know how to pray? You know, they like that. They like, we, because she be spitting that business. This, we know God did this in her. We know how she used to be. Make sure y'all check out You Should Believe in Christ by now. Yeah, it's going to play right after this. Think thorough and wise. I'm dropping that wisdom on y'all. I think it's behind J. Cole. Y'all know I love my rap. But look, I'm trying to tell you something. I'm trying to tell you something. I used to be something else. And he cleaned me up. I can't. I have to come on here and tell you what he told me. Yeah, I have to. I'm so sorry, but I was really like, I didn't want to the other day. I was like, no, I want to say it like that. And I was like, it wasn't good. Yeah, it wasn't good at all. You got to let God take control of things. Yeah, and this is what he told me to do. And you see, he took it from 6,000. Okay. 6,000. 6,000. Okay. Somewhere around there was six. Okay. And then 6 days later, it's at 78,000. Okay. Yeah. He wants somebody to hear some. I don't even know what it's going to be tomorrow. Yeah. And that's just a little Spotify part, child. I'm all over like 50 networks. I told you this thing worldwide. Shout out to y'all in Vietnam and the Philippines. Yeah, shout out to y'all. I love my babies. I love y'all. I said Tanzania. That's what God said. Yeah, Madagascar, Egypt, Peru, Aruba. I said Madagascar, India, Japan, London, Germany. 7 a.m. in Germany. You can't believe that they heard of me. What's up? Y'all are so amazing. Legals. Okay, let me not forget about y'all. Y'all the original Dundadas. What's cracking? Y'all be showing me so much love. Y'all do. Be sending me the inboxes and stuff. Y'all be hunting me down. I'll be trying to get back in touch to you with y'all. Listen, let me tell you a secret. I don't do social media like I used to. I promise I'm trying to get better. Because I got my nieces and my nephews and stuff. Let me hurry up, God. Like, hurry up so you can go into the gym. Yeah, I got my nieces and my nephews and stuff, right? So I be looking, you know, on their stuff sometimes. And I barely even catch them. I get on there, boom, boom, boom. Make sure everything's straight. I'm out of there. I don't be on nobody's page. I'll be checking stuff. I'm trying. So if you know me, the best thing for you to do, hit me up through the Just a Touch of J app. Yeah, just boop, boop, text me, boom. It comes straight to me. Yeah, now I don't know if I should have said that or y'all don't start texting me. Yeah, but text me. Yeah, you can text me through there. You know, email is good. I've been doing pretty good with the email. Because I got 2 phones and all the stuff they be having, I be doing. Okay, so I'm pretty good with that. But yeah. I love you. Thank you so much for your love and your support and for praying for me. Now, Sal's going to pray. Oh, wait. It's this thing that Sal's going to say after everything. You hear me? All right. Who is this? No, I wasn't going to say that. This is what I was going to say. Y'all, listen. I could be wrong. Yeah. I could be wrong. I could be wrong about everything I said. Remember, you know, if you believe the person, you believe them to be right or you believe them to be wrong. And you know, well, I kind of feel you on this, but I don't know on that. You know, if you rocking with them, please rock with them. Don't be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on. You know what I'm saying? So either I could be wrong, right? I could be wrong. Everything I tell you right now. You could just be like, child, that girl done bumped her head, done lost her mind. Yeah, I could be. You could just be a hater that's coming over, getting blessed by the message. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, babe. Or, I could be right. Yeah, baby. And listen here. If I'm right, and God really got me talking to you, and you just happen to be listening to this podcast, you need to really go back on these podcasts and stuff. You need to evaluate your life. And you need to get on track with this business. Because, like, you only got one life to live. You can't be out here playing. You see me out here. I be dropping dimes on them, baby. I'm winning. You know, like, I mean, you should believe in Christ by now. Like, yeah. Like, seriously. You should be rethinking some things in your life. For real, like God trying to get your attention if I'm right, but you know, I could be wrong. I just wanted to make sure I say that. I told you I'm gonna say that at the end of everything. Like, I mean, I could be, you know, I could be, yeah, but also remember, I could be right, yeah, I could be very, very right, and you could be real wrong and real blind, yeah, God could be trying to get you to see something. So, my arms are so thorough. Anyway, let's pray, please. Please, y'all ready? Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, I come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, have your way, Jesus. Have your way. Because you know I wouldn't have never been on here praying. Child, no. I was talking about regular sex and how I know about it, Jesus. You know it. That's how y'all need to pray to God. Right, God? Yeah. I'm trying to tell you, got to tell them right. Okay. But yes, Jesus, thank you so much for changing me and restoring me. Yeah, let me see that you was in control of this thing, that you was okay. Like, you was big enough to control my life. I ask you to touch every person that hears this in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal them, Lord God. Touch their heart. Get their mind right. Yes, yes, God, do your thing. Do what it is that you do. In Jesus' name I pray. And if there's anybody who wants to know Christ, just pray this with me, okay? Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, come into my life. Okay, pick me up and change me. Change me around. place my feet on solid ground, God. I can't do it without you. I just need you to just come in here and just take control over my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Yes, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yes, okay. So if you need something like that, take what you need. Take what you need from there. I said I was going to pray for y'all and I was going to make sure I did that. Because, yo, I'm trying to tell you, a couple years ago, child, I would have been on here praying. I would have been trying to tell you what sex toy to get. No, honey, he did a new thing in me and he could do it in you if you just trust him. Yeah, so look, this is Just a Touch of J's Card Dimes. Google Just a Touch of J. 5 Instagrams, 5 Facebooks, 2 Twitter X, TikToks, you know, online stores, LinkedIn, mobile app too. Thanks for the support with signing up for the app. Yo, the Just a Touch of J fitness app. Y'all be doing y'all thing. Y'all so thorough and wise. Yeah, oh yeah. God said I gotta do this. Look, I'm always over the time. Yo, I don't got no type of love for myself. Look, it's 5:53. Dad, we used to go to the 15, y'all. Yeah, it's 5:53 in the morning. Yeah, it's early. It's on a Monday. What's today, the 6th? The 6th. Monday. I think it's the 6th. Yeah. I don't know, y'all. I got a day. I hope y'all gonna have an amazing day. I got a lot of stuff lined up, scheduled. That's why I had to get up so early. Mm-hmm. You know how I do around this time of the year. I be doing my one, two. Child, I'm liable to be anywhere. Okay. Yeah. Y'all gonna get this life together? Huh? God got me in the car talking to y'all. Y'all gonna get this life together? I hope so. Ladies, I don't know what's going on with y'all women. God been really talking to me about y'all. He really has. I'm so sorry I keep laughing at you, but I just never been one of them chicks. Like, that's just, I never been. I don't know. Was I supposed to be? Like, I'm not sure. I don't think so. I was never put in that situation. Like, I never would. To me, that's lowballing yourself. You know what I talk to y'all about with the girl and stuff. How they be starting to do like really crazy things when they be trying to control these dudes out here. Yeah, and I was really sitting thinking, you know, God was talking to me about it. Yeah, he was like, they be doing some crazy stuff, Veronica. And I'm like, he was letting me know the stuff I was doing, but I was doing it like different. Like, I wasn't doing it. I wasn't calling nobody phone up. Yeah, no. No, like when you start like really like manipulating the situation, like you acting like you him and like all the emails and stuff like crazy. It's like, yo, like, no, that's not love to me. That's control. Yeah, that's deep. Like, that's like, I ain't never have to do that. Yeah, and like, it's a sad thing when you get like that, baby. Yeah, because the dudes, they be knowing. They just be like, they be letting you do it. They be looking at you like, oh, wow. It's like, yo. And they still be doing them. Yeah, I talked to y'all about that. That dysfunctional relationship. I don't know what God got going on. Child, I don't know what y'all out there doing. I told y'all I don't want to see you behind nobody's car. Like, please, no. I be places and stuff. Yeah, y'all be out here doing some stuff. Y'all be doing some stuff, y'all. Oh my God, when they was young, this is what they used to do. I'm trying to run the time, I might as well. This is what they used to do. The girls and stuff, they used to be like in the kind of like the circle I was like kind of attached to on the side. They would be like this, like, yo, we got to go over to his house. And they would be like, such and such going to be over here. We're going to call him three-way. Like, you know, they start doing all that type of trickery. Yeah, like, yo, knock on the door and I'm going to be to the side. Like, you know, I'm going to act like my friend. Like, you know, all that type stuff. No, baby. I just never wanted to be that chick. Yeah, I was like, I will never. No, because that just means like you've lost yourself. You're not big and bad when you gotta do stuff like that. Like, yeah, I had to get rid of her. I had to, you know. No, you really did. The other person probably was just like, yeah, thank God. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, real talk, like you didn't do anything. Yeah, but the fact that you really thought that you did, that's like, you got a mental problem. Yeah, when you start doing all that type of stuff, yeah, mentally, you ain't right. And the nigga, like I told you, the dude be knowing. He be like, yeah, she crazy. He be knowing this stuff. He be feeling bad for you and everything. Especially if he be doing his thing. Yeah, y'all out here, y'all get, that's a distraction. You all get distracted by stuff like that. God been talking to me about it, but y'all gotta work on, make sure y'all listen to the last podcast. Says to go with this one, because that's when real things are real out of control. You out of control when you're doing stuff like that as a female. Honey, no, you don't do that. No, you don't. For what? Like, what is the purpose? What are you going to gain from that? You might get the truth. You know, it's supposed to set you free. But if you in bondage, you might really want to just, you know, hold on to that. You know, because you hold on to things where you think you ain't going to get nothing better. Yeah. You got to pray on that thing and keep it pushing. You don't do that. Yeah. Guys, I told you on the last podcast. I think I did. I hope it's not on the one I deleted. Get you somebody that's going to pray for you. Yeah, like when it go and get tough and stuff like that, when you out there acting crazy, or she out there acting crazy, that's going to prayer and worship. Not just going to be trying to like break your stuff and all that, and take stuff from you and, you know, hold it over your head and all that, make you cry. You crying because you mad. Like, you know, because you can't get out of it because now you all wrapped up and it's out of control. Yeah. But if you get somebody that like really, like, you know, really cares, going to pray. She goes to war in the spirit differently for you. That's a spiritual type of thing. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, baby. Like, get this business. I'm trying to teach you. Yeah. Yeah, please get this business. Yeah, overall, that's what it's about. Something to just throw you off, to mess up your belief system. So when you get you one with a good foundation and knows how to pray in the spirit, you know, that's not trying to blame you like it's your fault. You a man. You just trying to get life together. Just life is happening. That's all. Child, y'all be messing with these wrong chicks. Because y'all be out here blind. I told you that. Please don't get me to talking. Yeah, how y'all be in these fake relationships. You go in real quick. You go in fake. You know what I'm saying? That you wonder why the fakeness, after a while, you tired of being fake, but they don't care about that no more. They want you to be fake. You know what I'm saying? So now you got to do this fake thing, but now you all lying to yourself because you started off fake. Yeah, y'all know. Check out the last podcast. Check out all these podcasts. Understand, congratulations, you arrived. Stop letting that stuff get you. Give a God, like I said, and get on these pieces so you ain't out here in these distractions doing this crazy stuff. Please. You know, just a touch of day. It's time of talking to y'all about it. I'm almost done. I'm trying to let the time run out. Sipping on this tea before I go up in here and get this workout in. Y'all, I'm just going to stretch today. Yeah, because this is really my off day. I don't do anything on today. Nothing. But I just feel obligated to stretch. You know, I just want to get a nice, deep, good stretch in. Read my Joyce Meyer's book, Loving People Who Are Hard to Love. Get that book, y'all. Okay, Joyce Meyer's for y'all who can't afford the books. Because some people can't afford the books. She gives her books out for free. You could pay like a penny to get her book. Yeah, go on her app. She dope, she's thorough, and she's wise. She's one of my top pastors too. Yeah, oh my gosh, y'all. The pastors. Darius McClure. Remember I told you he shared my post in his story and stuff. He's Pastor Mike Jr. You know, the famous gospel singer. He's the one, he has a church. Remember I told you I belong to the church. Child, he been preaching. Yeah, he been preaching. Yeah, he been doing his thing. That's the brother. Because the brother, Mike McClure, he's out on tour and stuff. So they got Darius. Darius, y'all, he talking about everything that I'm talking about. I'm telling you. I can't make this up. Sarah Jakes Roberts last week, she was talking about it. Keon Henderson. Shout out to you, Keon! Every single time I gotta say it the same way. That is my pastor. Oh, yo. And then I told y'all, shout out to you again, Travis Green. Yes, yes, Travis. Look, I told y'all my other phone, my business phone, always goes off when I'm about to say something thorough and wise. Travis, you done made it. Yes, he was just preaching at TD Jakes Church. Yes, Travis, the bishop. Shout out to you, bishop. Can't wait to taste that. That banana pudding, baby. I got that peach cobbler for you. My peach cornbread pie, y'all. I'm dropping it on him. But yeah, Bishop, he was preaching at Bishop's Church. Yeah, oh my gosh. And the sermon was just so on point. Yeah, but I just wanted to tell him thank you. He liked some of my stuff, like my TikTok stuff that I had him in. Yeah, I'm getting ready to drop a dime on y'all on TikTok too. Because I know y'all like, Dak, I mean, you just going to put it on one social media. But you know, you got to come on over to Navigate. You know what I'm saying? Y'all TikTok people like saying on TikTok. I never will understand it. Yeah, it's just everybody's doing the same thing. But my stuff different. Yeah, I don't do that monkey see, monkey do thing. Point taken. That's what God said about these women y'all be with. Yeah, he said they fake women. Oh my gosh, when he told me that, I was like, this, I can't say that. I was so against it. But he broke down what a fake woman was. Yeah, see, they be trying to be like other women. Oh my gosh, listen, get this. Listen, men, okay? Put your ear up to this. Turn the volume up. You hear this? I'm gonna put on my sexy voice. Okay, listen. They fake, okay? You can tell when they fake. When they always trying to be like other women. Yeah, 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 yeah. And this is what God said. He said, you fake? I was like, no. He's like, you used to be fake, right? I was like, yeah. He's like, well, you was fake. You was trying to be like everybody else, right? I was like, yeah. He's like, you was doing it like how they was doing it, right? I was like, yeah, kind of. He was like, yeah. But when you real, you know, you do it like how you do it. And you okay with that. Yeah, I said, oh, he said, fake women want to be like you. I said, oh, dang. Real women use you as inspiration. Yeah, he said, fake women be hating on you. I said, oh, yeah, that's right. He said, real women, they like you. You inspire them. I was like, okay. He said, yeah, your motivation. Yeah. He said, but when the fake women, they hate it. I said, oh. He said they want to be like you. So y'all got to stop doing it. You know deep down inside, you want her to be like somebody else. Stop it. Let me see. I got a little bit, a couple minutes left. Just a couple minutes. You know that. You like, damn, why she can't be like such and such? I told you that on the last podcast. Yeah, yeah. Stop it. Stop it. You messing with her because you messing with her. You know she less than. You could do that. Yeah, but women, yeah. That's when you know they fake. Yeah, y'all, the difference between a fake one, you know, they be messing with the fake ones that think they real women. So they really think that they real women. You know the ones. You know the ones. Come on now. You like looking. You know what I'm saying? But you always, oh, I got to have this. I got to do this. You know, I got to have my bag, you know, because somebody else got it. Like real women like me, we make our own clothing line. We have our own bag. You know what I'm saying? Fake women, like, you know, a lot of fake women, they like to, you know, when they really can't afford it, you know, they got to really work hard to get that bag. Yeah, that type of thing. Then they just got to be like, oh, it's my bag. Like, they feel some type of way. They feel like they better because they have that bag. That bag could have made their own bag. You feel where I'm coming from? That bag could have made their own bag. Real women get it like that. But you know, fake women, you know, they do all that other type of stuff. Oh, you know, my lashes got to be like this and all that. You know, real women, we don't be worried about that. You know what I mean? Put on a hat, keep it pushing. You know what I mean? We out here trying to hustle, do things for the family. Make sure our man fed right. Make sure we bend over right at night. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what we worried about. We ain't worried about nothing else. Make sure we say, baby, thank you for taking out the trash. You look amazing today. You smell good. You know what I mean? That's real women type stuff. Fake women type stuff, they go through your emails and all that type of stuff, breaking stuff. But, you know, they have temper tantrums. They go all crazy. You know, to get your distraction off. That's what the devil does. So, had to just drop a dime on you from the other podcast. I said, let me use that as a time. Time is getting ready to count down. I love y'all. Make sure y'all get all your decent nuggets. Yeah, check out yesterday's podcast with the relationship type of thing. Yeah. Ronnie said, I got to stop lying to myself. You know, confusion. She said, I got to stop lying to myself. Ronnie said it. Yeah, tell myself the truth. And this one, I don't even know what I'm going to call this one. Oh, yeah. God said, out of control. Out of control something. So I'm going to go ahead and put the cover art out there for this. Go up in this gym, stretch, do it as I do. And y'all have an amazing day. And, you know, listen to what I said. Listen to it. All right? I love my babies. Okay. Just such a day. Bye-bye. Hey y'all, I had to come back on here. I told you I have to put a time stamp on everything. And I was telling you the time that I was letting the time run out. And I don't know what's up with this time stamp. But this is what God said. I gotta put it on everything. So, today is May the 6th. All right. May the 6th, 2024. Recorded a podcast, out of control, fix it, okay? Out of control, question mark, fix it, explanation point. Y'all just heard that, and the time is 6:10 in the morning, okay? I've been coming to y'all about 14, 15, 13, and now we at the 10, all right? So I'm going back inside this gym. And y'all have an amazing day. This is just a touch of Jay, baby. I'm just trying to put it all there in pieces for you. Remember, everything else is God. All right? Bye. What's up, y'all? This is just a touch of Jay, man. And I was sitting here thinking. And you know what I said? I said, you know what, God? God's been blessing me in front of you for many years. Yeah, he's been blessing me in front of y'all for many years. I mean, blessings on blessings. Astonishment, man. Look, achievements, success, and fame. I mean, I'm always winning. Through sickness and in health. Just testimony after testimony. Through trials and tribulations. I'm a real live walking miracle. You should believe in Christ by now. Yeah, real talk. I was sitting here and I was talking to myself and self was talking to me. And I said, you know what? Let me go ahead and politic with God. And you know, God said, come tell y'all. You should believe in Christ by now. And if you don't, you might want to question why not. Oh my gosh. Listen, y'all. Go check out my 13 new waist trainers in my online store. This is just a touch of J.com because this is just a touch of J, baby. Y'all know I'm just trying to put it all out there in pieces for you, right? Make sure y'all go check that. Oh my gosh. Y'all gonna be like this. She's so thorough and wise. Yeah, go over to this is just a touch of J.com and check out all them pieces. Yeah, we got Taylor Fit J's Fit over there. Yeah, his fit and my fit. I'll be back talking to y'all. I love my babies. Make sure y'all have a good one, all right? Yeah, make sure y'all check out 13 new waist trainers for y'all. Yeah, mama just putting it all out there in pieces for you, baby. Smooches. I love my babies. Bye-bye. Hold on, y'all. Check this out, too. What's up, y'all? What's up, y'all, man? This is just a touch of Jay.
What y'all out there doing,
man? What y'all out there doing, man? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate a baby?
Let me just
just living your best life, doing what it is that you do, that you do.
On my Just a Touch of J podcast, baby.
Y'all know I just had to come on here and tell y'all thank
for
you.
For the 6,000.
6,000.
Plays
via Spotify.
Yeah, man. Y'all out there shining on them, man. And they hating it, baby. Because y'all out there
doing what it is that you do.
I love y'all. I just wanted to come on here and tell y'all thank you.
I see you, baby.
Doing what it is that you do. Love y'all. Make sure y'all checking out that boyfriend thing too. Oh my gosh, this thing gonna be hitting. You dropping dimes on y'all.
Thank you for listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast, man.
I love y'all. Thank you.
Slim Thick J's fit.
Keep doing what it is. Doing what it is that you do.
The mic, you can call it.
Wait a minute. I gotta tell y'all thank you. Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J. What y'all out there doing, man? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Just living your best life. Yeah, doing what it is that you do. Well, listen, man, I had to come on here and I just wanted to tell y'all thank you. Yeah, for making the Just a Touch of J mobile app of the day again. And did y'all hear about my second Just a Touch of J app? Yeah, it's called the Just a Touch of J fitness app. Make sure y'all are checking that out up in my link tree and my bios. Make sure y'all sign up for that. Mama gonna drop a dime on you. Thank you for the 500,000, impressions on my Just a Touch of J podcast page on YouTube and the 90K plays that y'all gave me on Spotify for my Just a Touch of J podcast. Man, I don't know what y'all out there doing, but I love y'all and I just wanted to tell y'all thank you. Yeah, Mama about to drop a dime on y'all. I got them pieces for you, baby. Wait a minute. I gotta thank you again. Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I just wanted to come on here and tell y'all thank you for making my Just a Touch of J podcast increase from 6,000 to 71,900 impressions in 5 days on Spotify. Man, I don't know what y'all out there doing, but y'all got my podcast popping like popcorn, baby. Make sure y'all go ahead and listen to episode 502. It's called No God, No You, and No Peace. And y'all got me at over 500 impressions on YouTube and 92,000 plays on Spotify. Like, oh my gosh. I don't know what y'all out there doing, but y'all out there shining bright like a diamond like me. Thank you so much. Make sure you keep listening to Just a Touch of J's Radio. Yeah, that's that Kendrick Lamar in the background, Euphoria. I'm about to put that all out there in pieces for you, baby. I love you. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on 1 second. This is Just a Touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is Just a Touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out.
My baby like it when I do it like that. All he needs is just a touch of J.
Pieces for you. Pieces for you.
Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
All you need is just a touch of J.
Ladies, y'all hear that?
Pieces for you.
I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
Just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J.
God. Just a touch of you, baby.
Y'all like it when I do it like that?
Y'all better make sure y'all go over to Making Love in B's Kitchen.
It's my food thing.
Oh my gosh. Y'all like it when I do it like that, baby. And my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby.
Lady.
All he needs is just a touch of chill. Tell it fit, baby.
Ladies,
all you need is just a touch of check. This is just a touch of J, baby.
Y'all hear that?
All he needs is just a touch of check. All he needs is just a touch of check. All he needs is just a touch of check. All he needs is just a touch of check. All you need is just a touch of the check. And make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J app too. The links are in all the bios.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right?
So, y'all, what y'all out there doing? Listen, right? So, remember when I told y'all that I was going to give y'all, you know, a little tribute to Nas? You know, he came out with his new album, and it was definitely thorough and wise. But I decided to do a little throwback thing for him. Yeah, I wanted to throw it back. You know, everybody's always coming out with all this new stuff. I'm like, you know what? This is just a touch of J, man. I got to put this out there in pieces for y'all. So I said, you know what? Let me go ahead, throw this thing back. I want y'all to check it out. Listen, all right? It's up next. This is just a touch of J. Gotta throw this thing back with the truth.
Man, what y'all want me to say? I gotta give a shout out to my man Nas.
I told y'all this thing was coming. Man, you might as well hate me now.
Football season has returned.
This is just a touch.
It's been a long time.
Just a touch.
It's been a long time coming.
Just a touch.
It's life or death for me, man. No turning back now. This is what makes me. This is what I am, feel me?
You can hate me now,
QB,
but I won't stop now, cause I can't stop now.
Braveheart,
you can hate me now,
come on,
but I won't stop now, cause I can't stop now. You can hate me now, you can hate me now.
Do it now, do it now, do it now. Don't hate me, hate the money I see. Clothes that I buy, ice that I wear, flows that I try. Close your eyes, picture me rolling sixes, money folding, chickens, honeys that swollen, the riches. Nas get in ya, most critically acclaimed Pulitzer Prize winner, best storyteller, thug narrator. My style's greater, model data, big threat to a lot of you haters. Commentators, ringside try, watching my paper. Almost a decade, quite impressive. Most of the best is in the S's for this rap stuff that I stand for. Expanding more to the big screen, Bill Gates dreams. But it seems you'd rather see me in jail with state dreams. Want me off the scene fast, but good things last. Like your favorite MC, still making some mean cast. First rapper to bring a platinum black back to the projects. But you still wanna hate? Be my guest, I suggest.
Money is power, I got millions of dollars on salary.
Do it now.
You can hate me now,
I won't stop.
But I won't stop now,
I can't stop.
Cause I can't stop now.
You can
now
hate me.
You can hate me now.
Do it
I hate
now.
You too.
But I won't stop now.
Come on, come on.
Now. Cause I can't stop now.
Come on.
You can hate me now,
you can hate me.
Do
now.
It now.
You can hate me now.
Do it now, I told you, do it now.
This is just a touch of J. Y'all like it when I do it like that? I woke up this morning like,
woke up this morning.
Yeah.
You got yourself, yourself, yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got yourself,
yo,
yourself.
I'm living in this time behind enemy lines, so I got mine, I hope ya.
Got yourself, yourself.
You from the hood, I hope ya.
Got yourself, yourself.
You want beef, hope ya.
Got yourself, yourself.
And when I see you, I'ma take what I want, so you try to front, hope ya.
Got yourself, yourself.
You ain't real, hope ya.
Oh man, I know y'all ready for this one. Steady, are you ready?
Oh my gosh, y'all like that? Y'all know I'm about to put this out there in pieces for you, right? I mean, I know y'all know what's going on, right? Come on, man. Feel the melody that's in the air. Didn't I tell y'all this is just a touch of J? Man, y'all better stop acting like I don't know what I'm doing. What's going down? Oh my gosh, y'all gotta check this one out.
Mm-hmm. Y'all ready for this
to tell when nothing that I got going
nothing,
on
man,
me, man.
Nothing.
It's just such a change. You already know I put this out there in pieces for you, right?
Oh yeah, baby. That's that joint right there. Ooh.
Jay.
Come on.
Ladies, make it hot. Thugs, make it hot. Make it pop.
Chihuahua, bang, bang. Chihuahua, bang, bang. Chihuahua, bang, bang. Chihuahua, bang, bang. My body, he really turned me out. He really got the goodness. He really made me scream and shout. He really taught me how to work my body. He really taught me how to go down south. He really tried to hurt me. I really love the sucking.
Yeah, gangster.
I just had to drop a bomb on them.
Honestly,
like,
man, y'all know how I feel when I wake up in the morning.
Honestly, feel like, man, this is just a touch of Jay.
Jay,
and I will not lose.
Jay-Z. What's up, niggas? And yo, I know you ain't talking about me, dog. You?
What?
What's Jay-Z?
What's up? Been on my nigga, you love my style, nigga. You not the
Jay-Z.
Mess with your soul like ether. Well, teach you the king, you know you. Godson across the belly.
Lose.
I prove you lost already. Brace yourself for the main event. Y'all impatiently waiting. It's like an AIDS test. What's the results? Not positive. Who's the best? Pac, Nas, and Big. Ain't no best. East, west, north, south, floor style greetings. I embrace y'all with napalm. Blows up, no guts, left chest, face gone. How can I be garbage? At your cottage, at the side of your dome. Come out of my throne, I got this. Lock since 9-1, I am the truest. Name a rapper that I ain't influenced. Gave y'all chapters, but now I keep my eyes on the Judas. With the wine, soapy fame, kept my name in his music. Check it, I
mess with your soul like ether. Teach you the king, you know you. Godson across the belly,
lose.
I prove you lost already.
Wait a minute. I did prove that you lost already. Okay, I did. All right. But have y'all been going over to My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram, baby? Have y'all downloaded the Just a Touch of J app? Matter of fact, have y'all listened to the Just a Touch of J podcast? And I know y'all out there, you know, checking out my marijuana papers called All You Need Is Just a Touch of the J. Yeah, I try to put that out there in pieces for you, right? Also, have y'all checked out Lady? Okay, y'all hear that? Have y'all checked out the Just a Touch of J fitness line? Man, this is Just a Touch of J, baby. I'm just trying to put it all out there in pieces for you, right? Make sure y'all check it out. Man, listen to the next song too, alright? It's up next.
You know, I still run with that blood of a slave boiling in my veins. It's just hot until a nigga can't take it no more. Blood of a slave, heart of a king. Turn my voice up. Ayo, the brother's still matic.
I crawled up out of that grave, wiping the dirt, cleaning my shirt. They thought I'd make another Illmatic, but it's always forward, I'm moving, never backwards, stupid. Here's another classic, C-notes is falling from the sky.
Y'all hear that?
Oh, man.
By now the credits roll, the star and Nas, executive poet, produced, directed by the kids slash Escobar. Narration describes the lives of lost tribes in the ghetto trying to survive. The feature opens with this young black child. Fingers scratch, cigarette burns on the sofa, turning the TV down while Mary Jane girls, 45s playing, soft in the background. Food from C-Towns, mornings was passed round, stepped over dope fiends, walking out the door, all of us poor. I learned the difference between the snitches, the real ones, and who's soft, and the murderous, hungriest crews. People jumping from roofs, shotguns pumping, made it through my youth, walking very thin lines, ages 7 to 9, that's the age I was on my album cover. This is the rebirth, I know the streets thirst water like Moses, walking through the hot desert, searching to be free. This is my ending and my new beginning, nostalgia, alpha and omega places. It's like a glitch in the matrix, I seen it all, did it all. Most of y'all a pop for a minute, spit a sentence, then the game and get rid of y'all. Y'all got there, but y'all ain't get it all. I want my style back, hate the C-Shot playing, it's the rap repo man. To them double up hustlers, bitters, niggas who real, professional, stick up kids, dreaming for meals. Let my words guide you, get inside you, from crypt to pyros, this is survival.
Survival, yeah man.
What's my name?
J-U-S-T-A T-O-U-C-H O-F underscore a letter J.
J.
Yeah, that's what they call me.
Now let's get it all in perspective. For all y'all enjoyment, a song y'all can step with. Y'all appointed me to bring rap justice, but I ain't 5-0, y'all know it's Nas, yo. Grey Goose and a whole lot of only describe us as soldier survivors. Stay laced in the best, well dressed with finesse in the white tee, looking for white meat. Thug girl who fly and talk so nicely, put her in the coupe so she can feel the nice breeze. We could drive through the city no doubt, but don't say my car's topless, say the G-Dix is out. Newness, here's the anthem, put your hand up that you wish with, count your loot with. Push the pool stick in your new crib, same hand that you hoop with. Swing around like you stupid, king of the town. Yeah, I been that. You know I where you and your men's at. Through the smurf, through the WAP baseball bat. Rooftop like we bringin' 88 back.
Y'all know I'm giving y'all that business, right?
Jay.
Made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters, where them dimes at? They made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters at? Where them dimes at? This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat's hot. My lobs again lit up the trunk of the car, we got the. Don't start none, won't be none. No reason for your mans to panic. You don't wanna see no ambulances. Knock a pimp's drink down in his pimp cup. That's the way you get Timberland up.
Oh my gosh, I'm killing y'all with this. This is just a touch of J, man. I put this out to your pieces for you.
Let the music diffuse all attention. Ball or convention, free admission. Hustlers, dealers, and killers can move swift. Girls get close, you can feel where the kept. All my just coming homies, parolees. Get money, leave the beef alone slowly. Get out my face, you people so phony. Pull out my they made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters, where them dimes at? They made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters at? Where them dimes at?
Did I tell y'all to go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen? Huh? It's where I do my food thing. Yeah, and y'all got the Just a Touch of J podcast popping like popcorn, baby. What y'all out there doing? Oh my gosh, y'all so thorough and wise. Yeah, but anyway, look, let's get back to Nas, man, cause they shooting.
Yo, my mood is real rude. I'll you out, show you what's do. Mobsters don't box my
and obliges. Every invitation to fight your punk asses. Like Punch said, you ain't even in me classa. Made batch, bins, backseat, TV plasma. Ladies looking for athletes or rappers. Whatever you choose, whatever you do, make sure he a thug and intelligent too. Like a real thoroughbred is. Show me love, let me feel how to hit this. Females who's the sexiest is always the nastiest. And I like a little sassiness, a lot of class. Mommy reaching your bag, past the fifth. I'm a leader at last, it's a don you with. My non-spit, jigging blues consciousness.
Now let me end this right. Cause all I need is one mic.
Turn my headphones up. Nothing gonna stop me now. Nothing, baby. I'm here now. We here. It's your world. Yeah. Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one person front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one love, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things his son did. Pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip would probably make me flip. See my name in the hieroglyphs, like Osiris and Isis, parables written inside papyruses, acknowledge it. We've been all tricked, time to come out of it. Seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us. Police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I duck, could it be my time is up? With my luck I got up, the cop again. Bus stop glass bursts, a fiend drops his Heineken. Ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out as I duck back, forget getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rap to the death of it. To everybody come on, little brothers is grown. The rats, don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Tip from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police chasing street sweepers and coppers. Stick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you ready to fly with my power, this is what now is about, brothers. The time is now.
All I need is one mic.
One mic. One mic.
All I need is one mic.
One mic. One mic.
That's all I need. All I need is one mic.
One mic. One mic.
All I need. All I need is one mic.
One mic. One mic.
Yeah. All I need is one cup, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God, forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. Touch all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 33. Between 16 apiece, that's 32. Which means one of my duns was holding 17. 27 hit your crew, 6 went into you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral never get caught up. Pain to go through the innocent, nothing is fair. Brothers roll up from wheelchairs. My heart is racing, tasting revenge in the air. I let this all slide for too many years. Too many times now, I'm strapped with a couple of too many. If that people really with me, get busy, load up the. Do more than just hold it, explode the until you empty. There's nothing in our way. They bust, we bust, they rust, we rust. Flying, feel it, I feel it in my gut. That we take these dudes to war. Lie them down, cause we stronger now. My people's the time is now.
All I need is one mic.
One mic. One mic.
That's all I need. That's all I need. All I need is one mic.
One mic. One mic.
There's nothing else in the world. All I need is
one mic.
That's all a nigga need to do his thing, you know. All I need is one mic.
All I need is one life, one try, one breath. I'm one man, what I stand for speaks for itself. They don't understand and wanna see me on top. Too egotistical, talking all that slick stuff, but my name is biblical. Wonder what my secrets is, enemies move on you only if they know what your weaknesses. I have none. Too late, I'm mad, young, I'm laughing, cause I'm a cool brother. Thought I wouldn't have that ass done. Fooled you brothers, what you call an infinite brawl. Eternal souls clashing, war gets deep. Some beef is everlasting, complete with thick scars. Brothers knifing each other up in prison yard. Drama, where does it start? You know the block was ill as a youngster. Every night it was like a will get killed. Body found in the dumpster. For real, a hustler. Purchased my reins. People throwing dirt on my name. Jealous cause fiends got their work and complain. Women left me cause they thought I was finished. Should've knew she wasn't true. She came to me when a man caught a sentence. Diamonds are blinded. I never make the same mistakes. Moving with a change of pace. Lighter load. See now the king is straight. Swelling my melon cause none of these brothers real. Heard they were telling police how can a kingpin squeal. This is crazy. I'm on the right track. I'm finally found. You need some soul searching. The time is now.
All I need is one mic.
One mic.
One mic. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All I need is one mic.
One mic.
That's all I ever needed in this world. Cash. All I need is one mic.
One mic.
Cars. The jewelry. All I need is one mic.
One mic.
Spread my voice to the whole world. Whole world, baby.
This is just a touch of J, y'all. And I had to put all that out there.
in pieces for you, baby.
Man, make sure y'all keep staying tuned. I got a lot of stuff coming to y'all, man. And remember,
the truth shall set you free.
Okay?
Make sure y'all keep being thorough and wise. 'Cause I am.